Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, August 28th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, the new call for a cashless society. Then, the shocking behavior behind raising McDonald's chickens. After that, the scramble is on to blame everyone except the murderer. And Hillary gives her views on press freedom. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Hillary laughing pin. Ha ha ha, ha ha ha. Laugh with at Hillary. And I love how it's nonpartisan. It isn't even attacking her. It actually looks like a cross between her and, I guess, kind of like a Rachel Maddow. And you press the button, and then she laughs. That's her when she does that laugh. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Financial Times posted an anonymous article today calling for the abolition of cash, which of course gives central banks more power and governments more control. So it's entitled, "The Case for Retiring Another Barbarous Relic." And the article laments the fact that people are stockpiling cash in anticipation of another economic collapse. This is a factor which they say is causing a lot of distortion to the economic system. Now, you'll recall that this agenda to ban cash was one of the things that was being discussed at this year's Bilderberg meeting, which, of course, was attended by the Financial Times chief economics commentator, Martin Wolf.
So this article by the Financial Times claims that we should give government and central banks more power by banning cash. The article entitled "The Case for Retiring Another Barbaric Relic" falsely claims that people who stockpile cash are distorting economic markets by doing so, which obviously is patently false. And the article states, tax, for example, could be automatically levied and reimbursed in real time on transactions between liable bank accounts, you know, under this electronic-only monetary system. And the author of the article, who was anonymous for whatever reason, he said that another reason cash should be banned is because it cannot be traced or tracked by the government. But that's exactly why we should never ban cash in the first place. You know, back a couple of weeks ago, I was down in Lake Jackson, Texas, covering an event. And because I was a good 200, 300 miles away from home, my bank flagged my credit card as possibly stolen. So when I went to try to get a hotel room for the night, I couldn't use it. And similarly, in like 2011, I was down in Houston, and this time I was actually closer to home at the time. You know, I was about 100 miles away. And the bank also flagged my credit card as being potentially stolen, so I couldn't use it at all. And also, near where I live now is a Coke machine that has, you can use as credit cards. You know, you can swipe it or run it through. But most of the time when I try to use a credit card for the machine, it either times out completely just takes way too slow or doesn't work at all. So do you really want the government to tell you when and where you can spend your money at? And also, let's talk about money confiscation, otherwise known as a bail-in, which the article actually points out when it says that tax could be automatically levied in real time from your bank account. Back in 2013, when Cyprus was going through an economic collapse, the International Monetary Fund and the European Central Bank started pulling money out of people's banks' accounts and their savings accounts, and that's what we call a bail-in. So when we don't have cash, basically the government has complete control over your life because they have complete control over your money and the supply of money. So, you know, even if you don't, if you use credit cards for almost every transaction now, you should still be against the complete ban of cash, because this is going to make sure that you can't do anything about how the government runs your life. Also, subscribe to their new YouTube channel, Resistance News. And once again, this is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
And just to see this cashless society playing out in the real world, a glitch at HSBC means that 275,000 people might not be getting their payday checks. Now, a source said that the glitch wasn't due to hacking, but an IT issue, and it delayed transactions on the final business day of the month, conveniently, when many British salaries are paid. HSBC says they're working on the problem, and the majority of payments are going to be completed throughout the day and early evening. Any remaining payments will be completed overnight. Now, Monday, August 31st, is a public holiday in Britain. So, of course, this glitch had a lot of people really worried that they weren't going to be able to get any paychecks before this long weekend. But that's kind of convenient here, because HSBC goes on to say anyone that still hasn't received their payments after Saturday needs to talk to the bank. Well, the bank's going to be closed on Monday. So there you have it. I mean, that's what it's going to look like if there is a glitch in the system where they can conveniently meet out people's payments. And this is not the first time. The Royal Bank of Scotland Group suffered a payments glitch in June. It affected 600,000 credit and direct debit transactions. And this was just several months after that same bank was fined $88 million for a computer failure that left millions of customers without access to their accounts for weeks. So, I mean, this is what the cashless society is going to do. Makes you feel completely safe about where your money is. And no doubt, as more of these glitches arrive, we're going to see a rise in alternative currencies. And no doubt, as more of these glitches arise, alternative currencies are going to become even more prevalent. Let's just hope that the government doesn't try to get their hands in that. Now, let's take a look at Obama's, most transparent administration ever. We've all seen how that's been playing out. But let's take a look at what press freedom is going to look like under a Hillary Clinton presidency.
Well, let me answer one of your questions, because I think that's what you are entitled to.
So this is the same woman that roped off reporters and corralled them so they couldn't get too close to her. Now, you can see the disdain she has for the Fourth Estate, who are meant to check those in power. And of course, she does not appreciate being checked. So that's how she's treating people. Now, Hillary Clinton, she's Planned Parenthood's champion. So she's also come out now calling the GOP terrorists for wanting to defund Planned Parenthood. But I really liked what Governor Bobby Jindal had to say about that. He slammed Clinton for her hypocrisy, saying that her foundation has raised money from countries that terrorize women. Said she must be confused to think that 50% of Americans who oppose abortion are terrorists, because Hillary Clinton, she should take a look in the mirror. Her foundation has raised money from countries that prevent women from driving, legalize spousal rape, and allow for genital mutilation. And of course, while Clinton was the Secretary of State, the Clinton Foundation received funds from a group on the State Department's list of banned terrorist organizations and one of the world's leading financial sponsors of Hamas. So I'm really starting to like the way that Governor Jindal is responding to all of these people out there who want to implement their totalitarianism. You recall just last week, there was protesters out there protesting him wanting to defund Planned Parenthood. And so he said, you know what? Well, then I'm going to go ahead and project those undercover Planned Parenthood videos on the side of the governor's mansion. So if you want to be out here protesting, you can at least see what you are supporting. And that's that same sort of attitude of just standing up in the face of totalitarianism that we would like to see Rand Paul do. We want to see Rand Paul stop being so gentlemanly and just start being non-PC. You can see the country is hungry for that. That's why they're responding to Donald Trump. Now, Washington Post has come out today saying, oh, look at Rand Paul's sneak attack strategy. It's not good enough for you to stand back politely like a gentleman, which is exactly what Alex Jones had to say today on the show.
But look at it. I've been telling Rand Paul for a year to act aggressive. And now Trump has shown you that I'm right. It's sitting right there in front of you. And don't be above adopting strategies. And I know full well Rand Paul is a guy's guy and drinks beer and whatever. But he's got the doctor's affect of acting real gentlemanly and calming his patients. The patients don't need to be calmed, doctor. Let your hair down. Show people who you really are. Get in there and kick Trump's ass if you want to win this thing. That's all I'm saying. I'm done ranting about Rand Paul. That's my message to him. But the coup de grace, the cherry on top, what pushed me over the edge to say all that, was coming in here and reading the Washington Post praising you of what a smarty pants you are. The Washington Post is your friend, right? They were attacking you when you were the leader. Now they're going, that's right. You tie the bowling balls to your legs and you jump in the North Atlantic. That's how you swim. Never mind this life jacket. Yes. Put the bowling balls on now. Now padlock them, throw the key away. Yeah, just that plank right over there. Just go over to that. Just get on it and then jump off right in there. And then that's how you're going to win. Oh, you need help carrying the bowling balls? Here, let us help you. Oh, we're your friends, see? It's kind of like in Goodfellas where he's telling her he wants to kill her. And he goes, just go in there. Got some free fur coats. Yeah, yeah, just right in the door, right there. It's I'm sorry. They had like the sword all sharpened and aimed at his heart. Sir, if you just fall forward right on this, it'll fix all your problems, and you'll be president of the United States. All those people up there in D.C. are there to try to keep their job and get hired by the next politician.
But let's talk about this society that is obsessed with political correctness. What is that going to look like in the future? Was Bryce Williams, a.k.a. Vester Flanagan, a product of the PC society? The gunman was offended by everything. Now, you might have heard that he was motivated by racist comments made by Parker. Now, somehow these terms that she used, like swinging by an address or going out into the field while she was an intern, insulted him. It angered him because he thought that Parker's use of the term out into the field was a reference to black slavery. He would say stuff like, well, out in the field, what do you mean? Like picking cotton? That's racist. When going out in the field, reporters go out in the field when they do their, it's just part of the jargon if you're in the industry. Also, a manager brought in a watermelon to share with employees, and Williams took that as a racist insult. He's like, nope, this is out for me. You guys are calling me out because I'm black. Now, I'm sorry, David Knight's son, Travis, brought in a watermelon to the office and did not share it with any of us, and I thought that was very racist. I was offended by that. But, I mean, that's just the problem here. When you have this kind of victim mentality, when you're a racist yourself and everything you see is racist, then you're going to act like this. And now this PC culture is actually creating lunatics who are going out and killing people.
Warning. This report is by a belligerent journalist. The updated Law of War manual has now awarded the military the capability to hold a journalist deemed an unprivileged belligerent without charges and indefinitely. New Defense Department guidelines allow commanders to punish journalists and treat them as unprivileged belligerents if they believe journalists are sympathizing or cooperating with the enemy. The Geneva Convention does not afford such unprivileged belligerents the same basic human rights given to the average citizen. The manual adds, reporting on military operations can be very similar to collecting intelligence or even spying. A journalist who acts as a spy may be subject to security measures and punished if captured. It is not specific as to the punishment or under what circumstances a commander can decide to punish a journalist. Another provision says that relaying of information could be construed as taking a direct part in hostilities. Officials said that is intended to refer to passing information about ongoing operations, locations of troops, or other classified data to an enemy. This could easily be applied to any journalist covering the highly publicized Jade Helm operations.
I'm here at Camp Swift, right outside of Bastrop, Texas, where an exercise that has never been done will take place.
Frank Smith, senior advisor for journalist security at the Committee to Protect Journalists, said, at a time when international leadership on human rights and press freedom is most needed, the Pentagon has produced a self-serving document that is unfortunately helping to lower the bar. It was only 2 months ago when retired U.S. Army General and the former Supreme Allied Commander of Europe for NATO, Wesley Clark, advocated rounding up radicalized and disloyal Americans and putting them in internment camps for the duration of the war on terror.
I do think on a national policy level, we need to look at what self-radicalization means, because we are at war with this group of terrorists. They do have an ideology. In World War II, if someone supported Nazi Germany at the expense of the United States, we didn't say that was freedom of speech. We put him in a camp. They were prisoners of war.
Well, the difference is that World War II was a war declared under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2 of the Constitution, whereas the War on Terror is undeclared and thus illegal. Clark is in essence advocating a life sentence for people who have not committed a crime but merely engaged in speech, often reprehensible yet constitutionally protected. The government considers radical and in opposition to its foreign policy. The Edward Snowden leaks reveal that the war on terror at home continues to grind on, capturing in its dragnet millions of Americans and foreigners, many of them innocent of any crime. The war on terror has become institutionalized, and the domestic costs of this war continue to mount. Privacy is being eroded, communications are being monitored, and dissent is being cracked down on. And there's no end in sight to this domestic juggernaut, writes Alex Kane. Clark's remarks reveal the mindset of the upper echelon of government. Mass internment of official enemies on par with Nazi Germany and Stalin's Soviet Union is now on the table. Do we really have to remind the ignoramus stuffed shirts over at the military-industrial complex of the First Amendment? The First Amendment to the United States Constitution, where it prohibits abridging the freedom of speech and infringing on the freedom of the press. Is this where we are headed when it comes to free speech? Hillary Clinton recently compared the Republican Party to terrorists. You have to ask yourself, if Hillary's campaign had been a shining success rather than a dismal criminal failure, would the Republican Party have been rounded up and sent to Gitmo? And is our Shanghai government only a clock tick away from declaring war on its own people? Or is this just an indication that they already have? John Bound for Infowars.com.
And all you ISIS people threatening us, hey, we're not a French newspaper, okay? We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches? This is Texas. You want to threaten me, you can go straight to hell. You understand that?
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
And that's the principle of InfoWars life, as far as I understand, that you've always had, is that it's not about synthetic chemicals and forcing actions. It's about letting your body do its own thing and giving your body the tools it needs to create these different compounds that are super valuable and super beneficial.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. I wanted to bring Weldon Henson in here briefly because we have a great sponsor. Boy, I've sure been enjoying the firearms that I've gotten from them. HDfirearms.com. That's Head Down Firearms. They have super high quality 223s, 308, you name it. It's called 556 technically in the 223, that are guns that would be $3,000 or $1,500. Guns that would be $1,500 or $900.
Well, the important thing to remember is that if you're not in the market to buy a brand new rifle, you have an AR-15, you have an AR-10 platform 308 rifle. They've got everything you need to upgrade it. Buy a new part, buy a new trigger, buy a new muzzle brake, buy a new handrail. It's all an upgrade for your rifle, because these are all superior top-of-the-line quality products made in America.
tell folks about their low profile series.
Well, this is an important thing to have. This is untraceable. Anybody can get this kit right here. You don't have to go through a federal firearms license place. You can have it shipped right to your house.
This is what the traders have been trying to shut down.
Absolutely. So you basically have everything you need besides a lower receiver, because that's what's traceable, that's what's serialized, and that's what the federal government's after. But you can get this right here. Get your own lower receiver any way you want. There's different programs. All you got to do is your own research, and you can find out how to get a lower receiver so that you can put it on this. Maybe you already have a lower receiver from an AR from way back that you just don't quite use anymore. It's old, something like that. You can throw it on this. You basically have a brand new rifle, and you saved money by putting it together yourself and buying this kit right here, which is cheaper than the actual rifle.
And they've got the highest quality barrels, the highest quality triggers. We're not just saying that. Go look at the third-party reviews. Tell them about the new rifle they're producing that's getting amazing reviews. And then I just got one, this 308.
Yes, that is very...
Arcadius.
Arcadius. That's very exciting. They just came out with their own line of AR-10 platforms, which is basically an AR-15, but instead of it being a 5.56, it shoots a 308 round, which I know you personally like shooting a 308.
I like them both. And, I mean, just to be clear, they've always, for years, been making this for the big manufacturers, the high-end. They're just now not private labeling. They're putting out their own guns.
Yes. Well, the one they sent you, I'm actually jealous of, is a beautiful gun. It's set up and configured for long-range shooting, marksmanship-type things.
Just the scope alone is something to snuggle with.
Yeah, it's a Vortex 4x16 scope, which you can get a head down as well, their distributor. And I think things for people to remember is that if you want a 308, you don't have to get the 18-inch barrel. You don't have to get the 22-inch barrel. You don't have to get it set up for marksmanship. You can get one with a 16-inch barrel that's set up for more of an assault weapon type, you know, configuration. So anything you want, people, just call head down. You can get anything you want made there and any configuration you might want on your rifle. They're able to do that, and they have 100% perfect customer service ratings there.
Bottom line, it's not just firearms, a ton of accessories, very affordable, and it supports the InfoWar. If you're not shopping at HDFirearms.com, you're not helping the InfoWar. I mean, this is a win-win. Thank you all for your support. Check them out today. Thank you, Weldon.
Welcome back. Joining me in studio now is Rob Due to break down this global immigration crisis and what's behind it. Now, the Daily Mail is reporting how thousands of people have breached Europe's wall of wire. I mean, we could have told them that that wasn't gonna work. But, I mean, can you blame these people for trying to escape the conditions they're in? Or I mean, obviously, what's driving this?
Well, what's driving it is one thing, but you know, they don't even have a ladder to go over this wall. They're going underneath the barbed wire. And there's some dramatic photos in there in that Daily Mail article showing families crawling under it, little kids getting caught with their hair in the barbed wire. I mean, it really is. Yeah. And they're playing it up as, look at these poor immigrants. We really have to come out and help them. There's some of the shots right there. And they're taking, it's interesting, at the bottom of this article, it shows the route they're taking from Africa coming in through Eastern Europe and then into Western Europe. And it's mainly because they're coming in because of the promise of welfare, help, and jobs. Now, when I was in Rome, I talked to a street vendor who was selling some jewelry, and he was from Bangladesh. In fact, I've got a photo of it we'll put up right here of him. He didn't want me to take a photo of his face, but he was showing me some necklaces. And I said, you know, where are you from? He goes, Bangladesh. I said, well, what made you want to come to Rome? He goes, well, I've got a kid coming next year, early next year. I'm going to be a father. And he goes, there's too many people in Bangladesh and not enough jobs. Mm-hmm. So he goes, at least in Rome, he goes, there's a lot of people here, but there's jobs if you want them. And so he was out there working. He was working with another guy, and they were, you know, selling their wares and whatnot. But that's why people are coming. They think there's jobs in Europe, that there's no jobs anywhere else, I guess, where they're coming from. And then you also have the aspect that in Libya, in Syria, these are all areas that we helped bomb and destroy in the last few years. There's total chaos in these areas.
ISIS is stealing, kidnapping
exactly.
women and children.
So people feel like they have nothing else to do. So they're making this trek with their kids. They're fleeing for their lives with their possessions on their back. This is dramatic stuff. They're crawling into boats. I mean, there's another Daily Mail article, Horror of the Migrant Boat Tragedy, yeah. where they're just finding boatloads of migrants. They're just piling into these things.
Or 70 found dead in a truck after suffocation.
That was in Austria. At first they thought it was 50, and then they opened up the back of the truck and finally counted the bodies. There was 59 men, a few women, and then one child they found dead in there. And they just arrested a Bulgarian who was transporting these people. And that's the thing, the coyotes, what is what we call them here, they're transporting these people. They treat them like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
They beat them. They steal from them. And they're basically at the mercy of it because right. they're not in their homeland. They have no idea
pay
where
us
to go.
And we'll get you there safely. And then here they end up, you know, drowning or suffocating. And
right. And so Europe is going, well, we got to do something. We got to take them in. So they're taking them in. And then you have what Paul Watson wrote about yesterday. This is an article that was up on InfoWars. France prepares for mass unrest, radicalized immigrants taking over cities. And what's happening is these people are coming in. These are several generations now. These are the kids, probably the great grandkids of the people who originally went there. But now these kids are growing up. They know they're not really Europeans. They don't see themselves as Europeans. They see themselves as either Muslim or something else, wherever they're from. And they're basically, you know, beating the crap out of cops. And cops don't want to go in this area. Tourists aren't going in these areas. People are staying away from them. And now they're coming up with a plan to bring the army in to actually go into these neighborhoods and take control. And so that's what you get after a while. Because when you don't bring people in and say, hey, if you're going to come in this country, this is how we expect you to act. If you want to live here, we expect you to act like a Spaniard or an Italian or an English.
These are our laws. It's not Sharia law.
Right. And we don't do that in our country. Mm-hmm. We don't bring in people and say, look, if you're going to come in this country, here's the path to citizenship. This is what it is. You have to go through these steps. None of that ever happens. It's like, oh, we're going to take you in. We're going to take all your customs, whatever you want. We lay out the red carpet for them. We give them benefits. Mm-hmm. And this is here. It happens in Europe, happens in Canada. And then you get these problems later on where now they feel entitled mm-hmm. to everything to be given to them.
Right.
And that's where the problem comes.
And they feel victimized when they're not accepted into the society, when they're not really assimilating into whatever the culture is like in the country that they're now
right.
going to.
Norway's having big problems. Mm-hmm. Sweden's having problems. Norway, they actually are trying to take former ISIS fighters and actually re-educate them. And to get them back into society.
Yeah, the old State Department, give them jobs and maybe they won't blow people up.
And that's what you get when you get a socialist utopia that you have up in Scandinavia. You know, they've tried for that, but now they're allowing in hordes of immigrants who don't want to hold on to those Norwegian values.
But so what is behind this? I mean, we see what's happening here in the United States. It's the whole Cloward and Piven strategy of flooding the country with people who are going to, you know, be on welfare. So that the only way to save everything is to make the state bigger, get everyone, you know, needing the government.
Right. Create more welfare, bring in people to teach them that guns are bad. And so then you can create a voting block that will then go after people's guns, that will keep people like Hillary Clinton in office.
Right.
And, you know, just a little side note here. People are all worried about Hillary Clinton, you know, bolting out of the election. She's not going to withdraw. She's already got 1/5 of the delegates already pledged to her.
Right.
So it's a long hill for anybody else. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, they don't have a chance, really.
She's not going to relinquish the power.
And she's the kind of person they want in there because, you know, she's forward thinking. That means more immigrants coming in.
Right.
And not being, you know, assimilated to the way of life here in America, which is, it's different than, you know, Africa or some parts of Mexico. I mean, a lot of Mexicans, I think when they come here, they know what to do. They're hardworking. I see them working all the time. Around Austin. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I don't know if they're legal or illegal. But I know some are. You can go to the Home Depots and you can see them hanging out looking for a job. And those guys, I guarantee you, are not legal. And that's why they go there to get picked up to work on some of these crews. But they're also trying to provide for their families. So I can't really fault people for doing that
right.
at all.
The conditions they're
facing. I can't fault any of these
people.
They're escaping war and tragedy and death and ISIS and they have to go somewhere. But, you know, this all goes back in Europe. This goes back to something when I met Leo Zagami, who's a researcher of the Vatican. We did a long interview with him, and he kept talking about the clergy plan. And he's like, have you ever heard of the clergy plan? I'm like, no, I never heard of it. And a couple days ago, or actually today, we posted his article about the clergy plan, which happened to just coincide really well with everything that was going on. This is a man. His name is Richard Clergy. He died in 1972. In 1922, he co-founded the Pan-European Union, and he was all about, I guess, watering down Europe, is what he said. And in his, he writes, actually, in 1925, he wrote a book called Practical Idealism, and he wrote, "The man of the future will be of mixed race. Today's races and classes will gradually disappear, owing to the vanishing space, time, and prejudice. The Eurasian Negroid race of the future, similar in its appearance to ancient Egyptians, will replace the diversity of peoples with the diversity of individuals. Now, what does that mean? That means bringing in the whole world into Europe, getting rid of sovereignty. And on the surface, yeah, it doesn't seem bad. Hey, we should all be, we're all one people anyway. This human race is one people. We all come from Africa, if you trace it all back to the, to the roots. But what this plan is doing is creating two classes of people, a upper class, which will run and control everything, and then a giant lower class, which will be a mixed race type class where when you look at something like Idiocracy, everybody's kind of overweight and large Hispanic people. You know, is how they drew it out, they drew out the timeline for that. And what that is going to do, it's not going to be good in the end for people who want to better themselves, who want to be upwardly mobile. There's never going to be any hope in the end. If you take everybody in and go, we're just going to let Africa fall apart and the Middle East fall apart and Eastern Europe. We're just going to let all these places fall apart and take everybody. We can't do it. It's physically impossible. There's not enough money to go around.
Well, just like they want to make the United States a welfare state, they want that on a global level.
They do. And, you know, here's an article from 2014 out of the BBC. Q&A, what benefits can EU migrants get? They don't call them illegal aliens. But, you know, they can get, back then, and this is just job seekers, they could get an allowance of $116 a week. That may not seem like a lot to me or you, but to somebody coming in from Africa, that's a hell of a lot of money. And that is impotent. Wow, boy, I can get that much. I can live with that.
When you're living on a dollar a day or less in some places, I mean, it's okay if you're going to come here and make $5 an hour.
That's... There you go. You could. They also can claim a housing benefit, tax benefits. And then, you know, the spending per person, this is back in 2010. This is 5 years ago. 8,000 euros per person in the UK, 9,000 in Denmark, and in the Netherlands, it was actually France and Germany was 9,000. Denmark and the Netherlands, it was above 10,000 per person.
Wow.
You can't sustain that if you don't have people contributing into the tax base.
And I don't know why it's so difficult to get people to see that.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Shane Steiner. A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermail Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermail Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermail Vitality, available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
I just hit him with the stick.
Joining me in studio now is Anthony Gucciardi. Anthony, I wanted to get you in studio today to talk about this article that's up on the Drudge Report. Video, McDonald's chicken supplier caught stabbing chickens with spikes. This really doesn't surprise me, but it's absolutely disgusting.
It doesn't surprise me either, and it is disturbing. It is disgusting. It looks to be in the video that those people are completely mentally ill. If it is actually true, it looks to be true. Fox says it's true. Other news groups say it's true. It shows factory farm workers that supply McDonald's and Tyson, which is a major, major chicken supplier, their McNuggets and everything like that. They're taking these spikes and just smashing the chickens. They're stepping on their heads to break their neck, stomping on them with their boots, and just abusing them for no reason. I mean, they're going to die anyway. Why do you have to do this?
Right.
It just goes to show, I think it was actually me and you, too. We spoke about it maybe 1 or 2 years ago, McDonald's downward spiral. CNN asks, Is McDonald's over? Business Insider says McDonald's is losing America. McDonald's is on a massive landslide down to bankruptcy. And I believe within the next 5 years, they probably will face bankruptcy if they don't change their act. People are fed up with their BS. They're fed up with their crap. They're not loving it anymore. They're tired of it. I'm not loving it.
And
this is just another staple in their demise. Because McDonald's refuses to use high-quality food. They refuse to get rid of the toxic compounds in their food. They refuse to get rid of the chickens that sit in their feces all day and are given just enough antibiotics not to die before the chronic illness gets to them. Because you have to think about this. You've seen the insider videos and the factory farms. And by the way, I'm a meat eater myself. I will eat super high-quality organic chicken or, you know, I'll eat something in a restaurant that's decent. But I'm not going to go out and eat McDonald's chicken that sits in its own feces to the point where generations of these chickens in some of these factory farms are sitting in their own feces, like their grandfather's feces, and developing these disgusting infections. They just pump them up full of antibiotics and steroids and just hope they don't die.
Right. And this kind of condition is not new. I mean, one of the reasons why I actually became a vegetarian years ago was because I was a teenager and I watched this movie, Faces of Death. And like one of the scenes in Faces of Death was there on like a factory farm or whatever. And it was just so horrendous the way that they, you know, cut the beaks off the chickens and hang them upside down in scalding water to make all the feathers come off or, you know, pluck the feathers off them while they're still alive. So these are the kind of things that are happening in a lot of these factories. It just so happens that we have animal rights activists getting these things on tape now, which is one of the reasons why they're obviously so afraid of drones and things like that. exposing these horrendous activities that are going on. But now McDonald's and Tyson's Foods, they say they've dropped this farm. They're not going to use this particular supplier because they're bad after this video. But I mean, this is kind of an industry-wide thing. And, you know, I think people are really wising up because they are getting more ethical about what they're putting in their bodies. And this, the way the animals are treated led to slaughter is also a part of that.
You know, and first and foremost, I think it is a victory they're dropping this branch of the factory farm because it shows, even though a lot of them are bad, yes, it shows the power of activism.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody took that undercover video of this torture of the animals and put it live, and we made it a big deal. We even tweeted at Tyson. Alex tweeted Tyson. I've tweeted Tyson. They responded and said, hey, we actually dropped this company, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, there's still stuff going on.
Right.
But it shows the tangible evidence and demonstrable evidence of activism at its core.
Right.
And then also, we all remember the drone videos or whatever it was with the pig feces
right.
lake
exactly.
and stuff like that. So it's going on big time.
Mm-hmm.
And we can vote with our dollars because, like I said, I'm not against eating meat. Right. I think I'm obviously supportive of vegetarians and stuff like that, but it's just
yeah,
like produce.
It's a humane way to do it to where, you know, you're putting in your body something that's.
Yeah. I would equate it to corn, though, because you can have an ear of corn that's super high quality, organic and great. But at the same time, you can have corn that's sprayed with herbicides, pesticides, genetically modified, completely destroyed.
Exactly.
Just in the same way you can have an animal that is somewhat humanely killed, you know, for food versus something that is. Someone that's breaking its neck and stabbing it with spikes and releasing adrenaline
right.
and stress compounds in its body before it's killed and destroying itself with, compounds in pharmaceuticals they're injecting it over and over
exactly.
with again. There's just so much.
Excitotoxins that isn't good for our bodies as well. And now there's been some other videos that have come out, foster farms. They were also caught, an alleged undercover video as well, sort of the same type of thing with this animal abuse going on. And that's the thing. It's like, why is this bad? But then, you know, hanging them upside down in scalding hot water alive to, you know, why isn't that abuse? Because that's, you know, pretty industry standard. Anyhow, so now Foster Farms is coming out saying that the video was clearly shot with an agenda in mind because it was these animal rights groups and it was heavily edited. Sounds a lot like these Planned Parenthood videos, how their Planned Parenthood is coming out and saying they were heavily edited and altered in it. Now, I'm sorry, if you're saying that at least one time within a 2-hour long conversation, you still said it. Just like with these videos, if someone is beating a chicken's head with a hammer and spikes and stepping on its neck, it happened. How you can't edit that unless you have like a green screen and you're creating it in a movie
right.
studio.
I'm not against the idea that some of them are edited and some of them are on an extreme agenda to attack different corporations. I mean, I'm not against that idea. There are certainly tons of video. The ability to edit video these days and make things sound bad is just so extreme. You know, it's so extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But the overlying issue is that it is happening. It doesn't matter if some of these videos are edited or not.
Right.
Or what the agenda is, and oftentimes, you know, it's happening, period. And that's the big issue, and that's why people are defunding McDonald's, defunding Monsanto, which lost $128 million in quarter four of 2014. All these companies are losing money fast, and I believe if they don't clean up their act, they're going to go bankrupt at some point, because we are entering a new food paradigm where groups like Whole Foods are booming,
mm-hmm.
and groups like Monsanto are failing, and McDonald's.
Right. Well, what do you think about some of the other companies that are just waiting in line? They're kind of allowing Monsanto to take the fall, but, you know, Dow Syngenta has now propped up. The FDA just approved their own line of GMO foods as well as a pesticide, an herbicide to take care of those GMO foods.
Well, Syngenta is interesting because Monsanto has just been dying to purchase Syngenta. I think that's because Syngenta is the new advanced line of GMOs in the sense that Syngenta goes further than Monsanto. They're looking into biopharmaceutical crops where you could grow pharmaceuticals through genetically modified crops. They're looking into altered animals, genetically modified animals, stuff like that. Syngenta is actually, I don't know if I'd say worse than Monsanto, but they're more extreme in the field than Monsanto. And I think Monsanto's understanding that it needs to diversify its brand because at the consumer level, it's losing. People know not to buy GMO crops at the store. That's why organic is such a big deal now that we're importing organic crops from India and Romania and stuff like that, the soybeans from India, the corn from Romania. So they know at the consumer level, they're losing. But if they have something like Syngenta, where Merck is not going to really care if you grow biopharmaceutical crops from a GMO plantation versus the consumer is not going to buy GMO crops at the grocery store. So I think they want to go business to business more so than supplying something to a business that goes to the consumer.
Right. Well, and obviously they are really pushing like these vaccinated bananas and things like that for because they travel
really
easily.
That's good for you,
Leanne. And yeah,
you're a bad person if you don't want all
that. I love bananas, so why not? Just it's kind of like one-stop shopping there. So we got about a minute left. Closing words on this. What does this say about, I mean, activism or just the future of food, really? I mean, are we going to win or?
We are going to win. If there's one thing we're going to win, it's reclaiming the food supply and transforming our health because we can do that independently. No one's going to stop us from going to the grocery store and voting with our dollar. No one's going to stop this tangible evidence. No one's going to stop us from defunding McDonald's, Monsanto, McSanto, so on and so forth. And these alleged videos just further prove that they are on a downward spiral. And it's right. Our time now to reclaim the food supply, transform our health, and ultimately decide what we want to do with our lives.
Right. And there is transparency there. And I think that they're realizing that. They can't hide behind their corporate doors anymore.
I agree.
But how can people actually beat these huge corporations?
I think it's twofold. First, at an individual level, we can independently go out and vote with our dollar. We can defund Monsanto, defund McDonald's by purchasing super high quality organic food, which is the most effective way. And then we can defeat them, so on and so forth through that. But secondarily, in a larger scale, we have things like March Against Monsanto, the Food Justice March coming in October, sponsored by March Against Monsanto. All these things are drastically increasing consumer awareness. I mean, people like never before are now knowing what GMOs are. Even Gwyneth Paltrow speaking about GMOs. I mean, CNN covered that, right? So all these things, activism multiplied in small acts by millions of people, can truly change the world. So at the grocery store, you're making a difference with your purchase and also spreading the word, sharing the word, supporting those that do. I think we're achieving a major victory.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Welcome back. Joining me in studio now is David Knight. You're just getting back from Virginia where you went to cover the story of Bryce Williams, the gunman who shot dead a reporter, her cameraman, as well as injuring another guest there. Now, I know obviously you were going to cover the press conferences and everything else, but what else were you hoping to discover there?
Well, certainly, Leanne, we were hoping there was going to be a press conference. It turns out that they had only had the one official press conference early the day before, so the press conferences that were there, they didn't have any officials that were there. But we wanted to see the media frenzy, see how they were using this, hoping that we could engage with some of the people there with the government, because, of course, they're using this to push gun control. It's an international story, I was really surprised at how much traction and coverage it got internationally. And the lady who is a survivor is absolutely amazed as well. And she was there at the center of it. And of course, there's a lot of people who are very concerned about whether or not this is genuine. And I have to say that as of this point, I don't see anything there that would indicate to me that the shooting itself was a hoax. What is happening now in the aftermath of it is most definitely a hoax, the way they're trying to use this and spin it. But typically what we see in a situation like Sandy Hook, there's no survivors. Everybody is pronounced dead immediately. Well, this one lady survived. She is now out of the hospital. And like a lot of people are saying, they're concerned that they're looking at the footage and they say, well, I don't see her getting hit. I don't think that she'd be able, you know, it just doesn't look real to them. You have to understand that the other lady who survived, she was standing there and he took two shots at her point blank and completely missed her.
Right.
And then she got down on the ground in a ball as if that was going to protect her. At that point, he was able to hit her because she wasn't moving. And so she was actually able to walk to the ambulance when the ambulance got there. So we were kept from getting to the crime scene. We'll show you some footage of the crime scene and Joe Biggs has a report on that. By the time we got there, of course, they had all the journalists blocked off from the crime scene while they were cleaning it up, while they were replacing boards. We were able to then go and look around and see what had been replaced. But of course, we can't see any blood stains at that point because they've got that removed. Nevertheless, we have to understand that people don't immediately die when they're shot. I took a concealed carry course decades ago, and it was taught by a retired Secret Service agent. And what he said at the time was, you have to understand that the people just don't fall down like they do on television.
Right.
He said, you can hit somebody center mass and they won't go down. He gave me an example of a situation where there was three or four, because it's been decades, I can't remember, three or four FBI agents who were arresting a guy who was a martial arts expert. They shot him multiple times. When he attacked them, he bled out in 40 seconds because they hit a major artery near his heart. But before he bled out, he killed all the agents in the room. And that was the warning that he gave to us, that people are not going to go down necessarily when you shoot them. It depends where you shoot them, how you shoot them. Now, the other thing that we found when we went there, Leanne, was, of course, it's not just the Second Amendment under attack by the governor of Virginia, who happened, and Hillary Clinton. He happens to be her former campaign manager. He was assistant campaign manager for Bill Clinton, and he was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager in 2008. And quite frankly, that's the only experience this guy's got, is as a campaign manager. And of course, they're always campaigning. It's always a campaign, and this is a campaign for gun control. That's what he's campaigning for. But one of the things that we found that was very disturbing was the fact that it was also the First Amendment that had been attacked that day. A BBC crew was the first on the scene at the site where the alleged shooter allegedly committed suicide. And the Virginia State Police threatened to confiscate their car, to confiscate their camera if they did not delete the footage. And the amazing thing was, the policeman identified as Officer Clark said that this could be evidence. And so they questioned, well, if it could be evidence,
why would you
make us delete that? Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, as the BBC was very upset about this, I didn't hear anything about it from any of the other journalists that were there. But they did contact the Virginia State Police, and they said they're aware of the incident, that it violates Virginia State Police policy. Of course, it violates the Constitution. And we have seen this over and over again. This is not an isolated incident. We've seen many cases where officers demand that people not take a picture of them, demand that they delete footage. And when I heard about this, this got me very concerned, because it's very much like what we've seen happening in Spain when Alex Jones was just there with Rob Dew, and they forced them to delete their footage. Fines of anywhere from 600 to 30,000 euros.
Right.
That's a lot of money if you just take pictures of the police, or you're critical of the royal family, or critical of the government. That's what we have to be concerned about as well.
And it's just so surprising that they would want to confiscate footage after the fact, saying that it could be evidence.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, so what do you think about also the media, the way that they're covering this as well, is that a lot of places aren't covering the racial aspect of this attack, because he clearly said in his manifesto that he wanted a race war, and he bought his gun the day after the Charleston shootings there. You know, Dylan Roof, he said, if this is what you want, then here, go for it.
Although
he had this ideology before then.
True. And I haven't been able to find any links to SSRI drugs or any kind of psychiatric treatment, which has typically been the hallmark of all these shooter
right.
cases. But what he did do, and I've said this before, he is definitely drinking the Obama Kool-Aid,
mm-hmm.
the divide and conquer, hyper political correct racism that is out
right.
there. And it is turning very violent. We had another incident today that was on Infowars.com, a video of a couple of black people beating a white person. Again, this is the consequence of this divide and conquer. And just like the Jonestown suicide cult, what the Democrats are doing for political gain with this narrative that they use, starting with the Charleston shooting especially, this is where this is going to lead. It's going to lead in mindless, violent attacks on people just because of their race.
Right.
It increases the racism. We've had the most divisive president in my lifetime with Obama, and it's amazing to me that with all the time they spent on the Confederacy and Jefferson Davis with the Charleston shooting, that nobody is talking about the real connection, the real motivation of Obama, how he motivated this kind
right.
of hatred, this kind of racism.
Right.
And that's why
the
story I had is Obama's first domestic drone strike, because this guy was acting like a droid, a drone, a
right.
robot.
Well, and that's what we have, this obsession with political correctness. We have so many people now. I mean, colleges are becoming these institutions for
yes.
this
yes.
authoritarianism and changing the way we speak and the way we address people with the proper pronouns. And some of the things that he was upset about were not even racist. They were terms of the industry, where he was upset when he was told to go out in the field and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. You go out in the field as a reporter or a cameraman. But he was, you know, he would say, what does it mean? Cotton field? That's racist. And so that's sort of the thing
yeah.
is, like, everything can be seen as racist when you are
when you're
victimized.
Racist. When you're racist, you
yes.
see everything, and that you tend to project on other people the way that you see things and the way that you interact with people. So
right.
if you see everybody else out there as not as individuals, but simply as a member of a group, a faceless group, then you assume that they're just looking at you as a member of a group and not as an individual. If we don't stop this, this is going to be fatal. When you look at the Black Lives Matter, of course, Soros and the leadership of the Black Lives Matter want to have this kind of divide and conquer strategy.
Right.
And I've said before, if black people want to stop this from happening to them, and it is happening to them at a higher rate than it is happening to white people, if they want to stop the police brutality, they need to make common cause with everyone. Because if they separate themselves out, if they get hostile to the rest of the people, then the rest of the people, the larger community, is going to say, well, it was justified.
Right.
It's not justified. But that's where this is leading, this divide and conquer strategy.
Yeah, and that's it. No one is going to win when you have the divide and conquer. Well, thank you, David, and we'll be looking forward to more reports.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning into the show tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button. And you can also become a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv, where your subscription will get you instant access to 18 years worth of content. And we certainly appreciate your support here at InfoWars. You help make this possible. We'll see you here again Monday, 7 p.m. Central.
You know, with all this talk lately about gun control, it occurred to me that I've yet to see a single politician who can explain to me how they plan to take guns away from the criminal thugs who are out there on the streets right now. Oh, sure, you'll hear plenty of talk about how they plan to take guns away from us law-abiding citizens. But if you take guns away from all of us legal gun owners, then the only people that will have guns will be the bad guys. In fact, I'm curious. I want to see a show of hands right now. All those for gun control, raise your hands. All right, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. Anyone else? Ah, see there, that figures. All the usual suspects. Any questions?
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
And that's the principle of InfoWars life, as far as I understand, that you've always had, is that it's not about synthetic chemicals and forcing actions. It's about letting your body do its own thing and giving your body the tools it needs to create these different compounds that are super valuable and super beneficial.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.